Thank you very much for your. Jai Om Vishnu Padma Brahma Sakata Akatasa Vishnu the right grace. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Vishnu Padma Brahma Sakata Akatasa Vishnu Shimana the right grace. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasata Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Vishnu Padma Brahma Sakata Akatasa Vishnu Shimana the right grace. Antakati Vashnavinda Ki Jai. Namachasa Lardasta Kirki Jai. Prem Sakasha Krishna Chaitanya Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Advaita Gadara. Shri Vasadi Gora Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai. Shishi Radha Shama Sindhara Ki Jai, Shishi Krishna Balaram Ki Jai, Shishi Glory Tan Ki Jai, all glories to the assembled devotees, glories to the assembled devotees, our glories to Shishi Gurudev. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1. Canto 1 is creation. Chapter 8, Prayers of Queen Kunti. Right. Text 20, is it? Tata paramaham sranam. I'm sorry, my glasses are fogging up. Tata paramaham saram.
Tata paramaham saram.
Mudinam malatmanam.
Mudinam malatmanam.
Bhakti yoga vidhanatam. Katam pasye mahistriya. Tata paramaham saranam.
Tata paramaham saranam.
Muninam amalatmanam.
Muninam amalatmanam.
Bhakti yoga navidhanatam.
Bhakti yoga navidhanatam.
Katam pasye mahistriya. One more time. Tata paramaham saranam. Muninam amalatmanam.
Muninam amalatmanam.
Bhakti yoga vidhanatham.
Bhakti yoga vidhanatham.
Katam pasye mahistriya.
Katam pasye mahistriya.
With your kind permission.
Tata paramaham saranam.
Tata paramaham saranam.
Muninam amalatmanam.
and others. We proceed. Anyone else? That's fine. Are we ready to go? I'm sorry, I'm dependent on lip reading, and now my it's really difficult. My glasses steam up. I don't know if I'm being heard through the layers of fiber. It's a massive joke. Anyway, let's take this one off. Anyone else? Are you sure? Anyone at home? If you're at home, you can chant it. Someone will just be chattering over here. Word for words. So much fun. Word for words. Ta-ta. Besides that.
Paramahamsanam.
Of the advanced transcendentalists.
Muninam,
of the great philosophers, or mental speculators. Amala Atmanam, those whose minds are competent to discern. Between spirit and matter.
Bhakti Yoga.
The science of devotional service. It is a science. Vidhatam. For executing. Katam. Wow, that's nice. How? It's interesting because the word kata is interaction, speech, and katam, when you put the M at the end, it means you're related with. So how you learn anything is someone teaches you. So you discuss it, like especially devotional service is of the 9 processes. Hearing is the first, and you hear from someone, that's kata. So of this, I hadn't noticed it before, but there. Pasyena, can observe.
Hear.
Certainly. Sriya. Women. Therefore, we'll probably begin what might be considered a politically incorrect class. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. You yourself descend to propagate the transcendental science of devotional service unto the hearts of the advanced transcendentalists and mental speculators who are purified by being able to discriminate between matter and spirit. How then can we women know you perfectly? Okay, that's lovely. Please repeat. You yourself
descend to propagate
the transcendental science of devotional service unto the hearts of the advanced transcendentalists and mental speculators. Who are purified by being able to discriminate between matter and spirit. How then can we women know you perfectly? I'll make a comment. So despite the tone, it's extremely high. Why is this extremely high? Because it's humble. That's why it's high. Even though humility actually relates to the word humus, which means the earth, and it accepts everything. It stays low and receives and accepts everything. Everything decomposes into the earth. Humus. Humus. So humility, taking the low position. And from there, so much growth is accessible. And through the course of these lovely prayers, you see how realized this person is. But they start on, I'm so disqualified. I don't have any, you know, real qualification. So I can relate with that very well. And we'll proceed into the purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Even the greatest philosophical speculators, now here we have philosophical speculators as opposed to, in the verse it reads, mental speculators. And there is a really radical difference between it. But even the greatest philosophical speculators cannot have access to the region of the Lord. It is said in the Upanishads that the supreme truth, the absolute personality of Godhead, is beyond the range of the thinking power of the greatest philosopher. Yeah, that's correct. He is unknowable by great learning or the greatest brain. He is knowable only by one who has his mercy. Causeless it is. Others may go on thinking about him for years together, yet he is unknowable. This very fact is corroborated by the queen, who is playing the part of an innocent woman. Women in general are unable to speculate like philosophers, but they are blessed by the Lord because they believe at once in the superiority and almightiness of the Lord, and thus they offer obeisances without reservation. The Lord is so kind that he does not show special favor only to one who is a great philosopher. He knows the sincerity of purpose. For this reason only, women generally assemble in great number in any sort of religious function. In every country and in every sect of religion, it appears that the women are more interested than the men. This simplicity of acceptance of the Lord's authority is more effective than showy, insincere religious fervor. This is lovely, isn't it? Let's read that last line again. This simplicity of acceptance of the Lord's authority is more effective than showy, insincere religious fervor.
Sadvaitam sanaditam parijana saritam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Param Sahaganalata Vishapatam Sah. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavanda Jagapate Gopisha Gopikanta Radha Kanta Namastite Tapta Kanchana Gauranga Radha Vandamanishwari Vishapanda Siti Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vanchakopa Tivyasya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavani Vishna Vindavanama Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tata Padamam Hamsanam Muninam Amalatmanam
Bhakti yoga vidhadatam katam pasena isharya. You yourself descend to propagate the transcendental science of devotional service and to the hearts of the advanced transcendentalists and mental speculators who are purified by being able to discriminate between matter and spirit. How then can we women know you perfectly? How can anyone know Krishna perfectly? Actually, just trying to know Krishna is perfect. That's how. The attempt to rekindle one's relationship with the Supreme Personality, again, that's perfect. Perfect. As opposed to, I am perfect, powerful, and happy, and I've realized matter, and I've collected as much as I possibly can, and I'm enjoying it like anything. No. Those who squander their time in economic development pursuit or sense gratification pursuit, which is simultaneously the same and different. Right? There's trouble in between, because if you have to collect wealth, then you have to make another measure to try to enjoy it. But can't you just enjoy? That's what the devotees do. The devotees just enjoy their relationship with Krishna, always, at every moment. So even though, you know, tomorrow's Janmasthami, I'm really thrilled to be sandwiched between Balaram's appearance day and Lord Krishna and Prabhupada's appearance day, because I don't really into events. I got sort of festivaled out in the course of my devotional career. So there are so many festivals all the time, and I can't resist an active role. So it's the festivals are not so good unless we have people who don't know anything about Krishna coming, and they get a chance to hear about Krishna. Otherwise, it's our in-house event. Yeah? In-house event. Or, forgive me, it's the way in which the temple pays its bills for the year. Some temples depend on Janmashtami as their Black Friday. It's when the donation box is the fullest. But the object for the devotees is the more service is available, all the way to midnight, more service or something. And maybe later I can share a few of my experiences on Janmashtami. I took the habit of, as soon as I was off stage, take a shower and go to bed. There was no feast for Janmashtami, because I had to face the next day. The next day was another festival. And that during that festival, where everyone was enjoying in the temple, my obligation was to remove all the material? It's not material, it's transcendental. All the decor from the Janmashtami festival, so that it would be ready and clean for the Prabhupada's feast. And sometimes it would happen in the pouring rain. They are thrilling experiences for me. As Queen Kunti says later in her prayers, she says, let these calamities, challenges, happen again and again. Because when those occurrences take place, then one embraces even more vigorously one's relationship with Krishna. Dependence, true dependence on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I can't get through it. I don't want to get through it. I want sense gratification. I kick back and take it easy, right? But I'm avowed to perform service for the purpose of propagating Krishna consciousness. So therefore, extend yourself, even to the point of not really being very functional the next day. But it's far superior than my early years of devotional service, which I was not very functional for having consumed the feast. That really took its toll on my form. Right? Whereas the hard work and the challenge of readying this circumstance... Someone's missing up there? What happened to the picture of Bhaktivinoda? Who is it? Oh, it's Gorka Shurdas Babaji. Where is he? Well, anyway, the Vaishnavas will come and the Vaishnavas will go, but they leave their impact.
The point I was going to make in this class specifically is the qualification of simplicity. It's an extraordinarily important feature of devotion and service, and it's hidden in the pages of the Bhagavad Gita, but not really hidden. It's only if you don't read it. If you read the Bhagavad Gita, you'll find it's not hidden at all. It's kind of an outstanding the list of qualifications for devotees. List of qualifications for the devotees is meant for us to apply very rigorously. So I take a lot of notes and destroy my volume by marking it and putting lots of sloka cards in. And so I prepared for this class because it's mentioned how simple women are. Okay? So if you want some homework, I was going to communicate with Prabhu and have him show you, but I didn't know how many people would be in the room. There's a, what is it called? Vani something. It's a video program on YouTube, something, Vani. And they've very intelligently put subtitles for everything, so I can watch those and read the subtitles. And they have them in multiple languages, and they encourage people to make them. And they're excerpts from lectures. So the excerpts from lectures, so they're short. I notice when I watch anything over 30 minutes, I doze off, and it seems offensive to me. Yeah. And actually, when I read a long time, it's my nap time, but I continue to read. But anyway, I don't normally, but because some months back, Ram Govinda Prabhu said, you should listen to, or read, a lecture from Srila Prabhupada every day. So I tried to make it part of my sadhana. And that's when I came upon it just a few days ago, and it's a, the title is, We Are All Women. We Are All Women. And you can look it up. I think that's the title. But it's Prabhupada explaining that, you know, Prakriti and Purusha, that the position of us, even though we're trying to be the enjoyers, actually our position is giving pleasure. And that's the technical terminology for the female and the male forms, is one enjoys and the other one is enjoyed. Of course, both enjoy. And in the modern day, or not modern day, in the human interaction, both are trying to enjoy. But the reality is, everyone is meant to be enjoyed. So it's not a male and female issue, because of the spirit soul's relationship with the Supreme Personality of God is one who is enjoyed. He enjoys us. Specifically, he enjoys the devotees. So he's a very partial for them. Not partial. He inclined to favor them. Back to simplicity. So in chapter 17, which, here's a footnote about chapter 17. I had a look at the curriculum for, what was it, the Bhakti Shastri or something? It was important verses from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the curriculum. And there were zero from chapter 17. I was astonished because I find chapter 17 to be extremely poignant and important for devotees to understand. And some of the purports, even though they're five or six lines only, they're cautionary. You know, they offer you guidance in your social interaction within the movement of Krishna consciousness. So anyway, interesting how they're sandwiched in here, but chapter 17, text 14 reads, austerity of the body consists in worship of the Supreme Lord, the brahmanas, the spiritual master, and superiors like the father and mother, and in cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy, and non-violence. Simplicity is in there. And what does it mean? So there's a reference. It says in the purport, one should practice cleansing oneself externally and internally, and he should learn to become simple in behavior. And then that, I did a research on it. Where are we? Page 745.
In chapter 16, 745, the previous chapter, there it is. In the middle of the purport, because it's listed in texts 1, 2, and 3 of chapter 16, which are the divine qualities. And here it is. Where is it? One page. There it is. As far as the brahminical quality of simplicity is concerned, not only should a particular order of life follow this principle, but every member, be he the brahmachari ashram, grihastha ashram, vanaprastha ashram, or the sannyasa ashram, one should be very simple and straightforward. And the other references are that one should be so straightforward that they can reveal the truth to an enemy. Okay, so there. Here we go. There's an inimical, friendly relationship. So then, if we look at chapter, the same chapter, back to 17, that was 16, I just read from the purport. And now I'm on back to 17. 17:15 talks about austerity of speech and consists of words that are truthful, pleasing, beneficial, and not agitating to others, and regularly reciting Vedic literature. So this is a very important aspect. Simplicity means no duplicity, no diplomacy. But if you're not, diplomacy, actually in this first canto, it talks about the signs of Kali Yuga coming. Maharaj Yudhisthira, if you look at the word for words, it's expanded. There's even conflict between all parties, including husband and wife. And in the word for words, all forms of cheating, that's what it is. All forms of cheating become prominent in Kali Yuga. And they're just beginning to rise and be noticed by Maharaj Yudhisthira. And the word for words, it says, all forms of cheating, that's written in the translation. And the word for words, it's diplomacy. Not that diplomats are all cheaters, but that's their profession. Their profession is telling lies. It's sort of like Prabhupada explains about a vaishya. You know, I'm making no profit. We're making no profit. Yeah, you're not making any profit. How can you have business? Only devotees are not making any profit. No. They pass it on all to Krishna, right? Yeah, but we're profiting limitlessly. One pujari, head pujari, years ago, when the temple was in the shabby little trailer over there, the pujari said, we're offering $1,000,000 an hour for service. Because people weigh their service against economic advantage. So what is your devotional service worth? In terms of finance, it's an inestimable amount. Inestimable, you cannot. $1,000,000 is just a guess, appraisal. You can't appraise service, right? It has an eternal benefit. But what I'm pointing out with this verse is the importance of being straightforward and simple in your lifestyle and behavior and in your communication, but still observing the austerities of speech. And you can be straightforward, like, hey, you're a jerk. Okay, that can work with an intimate friend. That can work. Sure. Yeah. But in general, you can't just walk up to someone and tell them, especially an enemy, they'd be insulted by words. I hear praise. But it's not diplomacy, is it? You choose some aspect that can be praised. It's your choice. What you choose to speak to another person is choice. And in one lecture, Srila Prabhupada says, intelligence is many, many definitions. Prabhupada defines so many words. Intelligence means, or human life means, being able to think twice before one speaks or acts. In other words, application of intelligence. How important application of intelligence is so much more important than trying to preserve our material bodies.
Okay, going on to the next text, which is now 17, 16 reads, and satisfaction, simplicity, gravity, self-control, and purification of one's existence are austerities of the mind. And in the word for words, this is 17:16. The word for words is the word is samyavam, and it means being without duplicity towards others. So that's simple in one's interaction, whereas the other simplicity is given, what is the word here? Arjavam, and it's just arjavam, simple, simple. It doesn't mean that you assume the role of a simpleton, but it helps. Playing dumb is one of the best ways on stage to get a laugh. Some of the most famous performers, they play dumb. And in fact, Krishna, he sometimes plays dumb. I know what you're talking about. Right? He knows what you're talking about. But he will ask. Here's an example. Probably, you know, one of the most well-known examples, if you're familiar with the biography of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He manages to defeat everyone's argument all the time. He does it with the weapon of Brahminical culture, which is humility. He does it. He sits in the lowest position in the assembly of Prakashananda Saraswati, and then he, because of their invitation, he sets up house rules. I'll speak to you, but please listen without interruption. In other words, your argument will have to wait. And then he very soundly crushes any argument anyone would have about anything impersonal. He crushes it, totally. And they're not crushed. They are not crushed. The argument that they harbor is crushed. And then they're left purified. They are purified. And then they relent. That wasn't the example I was going to talk about. The example I was going to talk about was the exchange between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy. This is where the Supreme Personality of Godhead says, play dumb. Right? I don't know what you're talking about. Could you explain more? Please explain more. Right? That's one. And of course, the highest philosophy is reached through this. When you don't know and you pose a question, actually pose that question, the super soul will answer your question if you're receptive. You will send an opportunity to read something, you will send a person, and the topic will become clarified. It happens if you're receptive. Here another example of playing dumb is when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first came to his favorite city, it's Jagannath Puri, and he passed out, fainted in front of the deities, and he was on the verge of being beaten by the caretakers of the temple. Yeah? Everyone had their stick for Janmashtami in case someone falls down on the floor, because you're not supposed to touch the floor. Everyone should have it. Yeah. No, but he was retrieved by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, Shri, you're only just a kid, 24-year-old sannyasi. You need to get on track here. You need to know what the philosophy is. Yeah? That's not falling down in front of the deities. That's your sentimentality. Come on, snap out of it. For 7 days, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya rambled on incessantly, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat just like Prabhu over here. Yeah? The painting that we have is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sits with his folded hands and listens, didn't doze off, pay close attention to everything. 7 days, dumb. I'm familiar with that term, deaf and dumb. They go together, you know, deaf and dumb. So when I can't hear someone, they think, yeah, you're dumb, man. Yeah, okay, that's true. I agree. It's better for me not to argue. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you let people run out, it's a very important aspect of preaching, is let the person speak. Not you speak, you cover them over. Let them reveal what they know and what they don't know. And then what they know doesn't take very long. And what they don't know, that's a long list. That's a really long list. And then you just inject a couple of bright spots in their life and bait them to learn more from Srila Prabhupada's books. They learn on their terms and their time. And because their mind is verbalizing what is written here, they believe it, because the only authority they have is their mouth. And it's the closest one to their ears. Right? They will hear. They will realize. Krishna will guide them. We don't need to, you know, bury them in the philosophy on their first visit, that's for sure. So the simplicity of behavior of women, and the behavior of devotees, we can use it. You know, women are simple. Why are women so simple? You know? Why are women? Yeah. Because they're equipped. They're really equipped. And I admire simplicity. Any, like, let's see. Local example would be Mother Mitravinda. And I always get stressed out and go near the altar and like, oh, I have so many rules and regulations and so many spoons of this and so many spoons and so many little mantras and a mantra attached to it. Before you go on the altar and pay your obeisances and, you know, pray to Krishna and done. You know? Wipe the floor, make it clean, and clean the kitchen. Everything is simple. But as we progress, it becomes more and more complex and difficult. So I really shy away from going up there unless it's for cleaning purposes, because I know how to do that, and I consider, you know, that's brahminical. That's good enough, right? Or in the kitchen, because kitchen, Prabhupada defines it, cooking means cleaning. So, you know, the cleaning is the most important. If you keep that in the forefront, that your preaching will be clean, and your personal behavior and your hygiene will be clean, and your interaction with others, every time you interact with someone, you leave them cleaner than you found them, right? That's a place. Someone's heart is a place. So, Mitravinda, she would go on the altar and she like visiting her friend. And then she splashed the water here, splashed the water there, say the mantras this way, say the mantras. And she was delighted with her exchange with Krishna. So delighted, right? And everything was right in place, but no, effortless. Yeah. Waltz in, waltz out, it's all right. Such admiration I have for this person. And then lasting, long relationship with pujaris in different temples, and then they engaged me in something. I remember my first entered the pujari room in Mayapur, I thought, well, these are the most saintly people in the whole world. Let me wash the stairs. In those days, there were steps. It was in the basement. So I washed the stairs, and then they said, okay, can you clean something? And clean that, and clean this, and clean this, and clean this, and clean this. And using, what was it? Tamarind paste for polishing the brass. It was so wonderful. And then, as time went on, every day I would go and just clean. So happy. Why? Because they were pleased. They were pleased. I were willing and they were pleased. And then they were pleased. Krishna was pleased. And so there's favor. This is the science of devotional service, as mentioned in this verse. The science of devotional service, the practical acts with the right katam, right? How it's said in your own mind. I am an eternal servant of Krishna. Prove it by doing service. I'm one of Krishna's entourage, right? One of his associates. How do you prove it? What is your relationship? Is it love? If it's love, then it has service. And that love, expressed through service, delivers realization. Then, you know, philosophically or non-philosophically, speculative or non-speculative, you know, scholarly or not scholarly, Krishna doesn't give a lot of stress to you in the Bhagavad Gita, you know. Vedasu yagasu tapasu chaiva. You know this one? Yeah, Vedasu yagasu tapasu chaiva. But he says it 3 or 4 times. You know, that's the last verse in chapter 8. So 8:28, you can look that up if you're home. You get your book out. If I look at it, my glasses will fog up. And then again in chapter 18, what is it? Text 48? Is it 48? I don't know. It might be. But it relates directly to the way of understanding one's relationship with Krishna, the way to realize Krishna consciousness in a practical way. It is practical act. That is science. In science, the pattern is this. One man or a group, they will create some chemical combination. And the chemical combination is applied with other elemental aspects. For example, fire or liquidity, right? Those are different elemental aspects. These different results. And they work very vigorously to keep a log of all their activities. And if the formula that they've created works, then they put it to test and they send it to some other chemist. You know, Srila Prabhupada was a chemist, which means, of course, a pharmacist. But a pharmacist deals with chemistry. So they would send it to someone else, and if they would follow the procedure, for example, there's a procedure sheet for doing pujari service. That procedure sheet allows you to do it right, according to the standard. But if it doesn't have the love and surrender, then it's not going to work. Your personal application has to be there. So that, as I was using it as an example, Srila Prabhupada used the same example. The chemist sends the formula to another chemist somewhere else, and the other person in their laboratory follows the procedure. Bam, 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 bam. Add this, add that, take this out, put this in, and the result is this. And they put up the test, and that's the parampara. The parampara has put the science of Krishna consciousness to test. And we are part of the parampara. We must put it to test. And what is that test? Faith. Faith. With faith and conviction that this formula will be applicable to everyone at all times. I found this in the kitchen yesterday. I couldn't resist. Can you see it? Put it on camera. Okay. So, happy birthday to Krishna and happy birthday to you, because Krishna is a seed-giving father of all living entities. If it weren't for him, no one would be here. Years and years ago, one devotee gave a Janmashtami class. God bless you. Now is the time to realize Krishna. I could say, now, because of this, the stress in society, now is the more important to be Krishna conscious than ever before. But now is always the most important time to be Krishna conscious. Right? That this is the present continuous sense. Every moment is the most important time. Now. Right? So the devotee was giving the class and saying, well, what is your impression about Janmashtami? And then, unfortunately, being kind of a rascal and a confirmed nonconformist, he said, well, what do you think? And I was sitting close. And I said, it's just another day. And everyone, what? It's just another day. It's a big festival. It's just another day for me, because I think Krishna appears every day. Krishna is appearing every day. It's every day Janmashtami. But for the purpose of conveying Krishna consciousness to others, Janmashtami is an outstanding opportunity. Outstanding. Because it's like Christmas. That's why, Christmas Eve, people are saying, Merry Christmas. So let me, on Janmashtami Eve, say, Happy Janmashtami, Prabhu. Happy Janmashtami, Happy Janmashtami. Okay, now with the 4 minutes remaining, I will share a couple of familiar instances, reminded by my glasses fogging up. That for many years, despite whatever role I would play, and I would play Sudama Vipra, Bilba Mangala Thakur, but for many years there was also Kamsa, or some demon, and I played all the demons. Okay, and that was the only time. Usually I'm pretty cool, but as soon as I start to express my emotion, my feeling, my body becomes so hot. So we're even being killed by Krishna. That was my favorite, was Kamsa. He was the worst of the demons, definitely. Such a mental case. I guess that's where You know, Krishna arranged for me to have a garland for every each personality, right? Split personality, like Kamsa. Right? And many, many devotees have a split personality. Many, many people in the whole world, they have a split personality. One is a demon, and the other is a devotee. And what would happen was I would become drenched with perspiration from the effort of the performance. So here on this rather damp moment, we will conclude the class. If you have a question, a comment, or a criticism, you can text me. This is my telephone number. Don't call me because I won't answer. Text 336-327-1998. Take your time. I won't look at it right away. If you have a long critical comment, you can email me at, this is easy, all lowercase, MISTERDAS, that's Mr. Das with one, all lowercase, no A at the end, at Gmail. Well now, happy Janmashtami to you, happy Vyasa Puja to you, and may Krishna bless you through and through in all ways, always. Thank you very much for your attention. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. Thank you very much.